Yeah, man, nothing but great music on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Taking a bit back into time to 1994, and I can't be the only one that hears a lot of Thembi Sethe on this. It's kind of like this, I don't know, it just really sounds like a Boom Shaka track to me, I promise. But regardless, time is exactly 8:37. Now, Kondwana Collection Namibia initiates a Tourism Heroes Fund. Now, we've got Laimi Elago, who is our Communications Director of Future Media Namibia, on standby to talk to a representative from Kondwana Collection Namibia about the Tourism Heroes Fund.
We are live at the Parliament Gardens right here in the heart of the city of Windhoek, speaking right now to Mr. Gijs Joubert about Tourism Heroes campaign that's been launched by Gondwana today. Gijs, what makes you proud to be a Namibian?
Oh, wow. I mean, I thought we have a time limit. I think it's such an honor and a privilege for all of us, to be part of this Namibian nation and to live in a country where, you know, in general, we are safe. We have opportunities, especially if you look at our future. Currently, as a country, we have a few tailwinds. But I think it probably what mostly makes me proud to be a Namibian is the people, is our culture. It is the relationships and the maturity that we have in this country amongst, you know, different diversities, all pulling in the same direction. And I think that makes me so proud also to be part of Kondwana, where we also always try to be part of exactly that. It's a wonderful nation to be part of. It's a wonderful story to contribute to. So yes, I love my country to the point where I sometimes make an icon of her. But I think with that purpose also comes a responsibility. So yeah, very, very proud in Namibian.
We know that Gondwana obviously plays such a big role in Namibian tourism. So I think that this is an easy question to answer for you, is why is tourism so important for our country?
Well, I might be slightly biased, but wow, I just feel it is so pivotal, and we as a nation need to understand a few things again, especially in these times. You know, with a few tailwinds, we are a resource-rich country, and maybe even way more in the next few years. But tourism, in its essence, is sustainable. We always say our gold and our diamonds can never run out. If we look after what we are selling, our beautiful landscapes, our cultures, we can literally be here forever. And that is so, so important to protect that, to protect the diversity of our economy. Also with everything that might be coming. So, it is so important. And also the impact that it has. You know, it's got an impact mostly in rural Namibia. If you look at a company like Kondwana, we've got 1,300 employees, of which the vast majority is youth, and especially female youth. It gives people a real purposeful, career in terms of the service industry, in terms of engaging with other people from all over the world. So yes, a vital and a sustainable industry that we must both, I think, appreciate and then protect for the future.
And with that case, I think you've outlined that so well. What are the challenges we're currently facing with regards to safety in Namibia?
Yeah, it's been well reported. The problem with such a small nation is that bad news travel fast. Bad news which we simply cannot afford. Crime against anyone, any Namibian, but crime against tourism, it's all of the above is simply unacceptable. It's unacceptable in terms of, I believe, for what we stand for as a nation, and obviously the impact. I won't take my family to a country where I might not feel safe, and we know this is a safe destination. We know that the 99.999% of Namibians are true hospitality and friendly and caring people. We must ensure that we isolate and shun those few individuals and the small minority that commits crime, whether against tourists or against anyone else in our country. It is bad for our industry, but it's also bad for our brand as a country, and it's just bad for our nation.
So that brings this question. Why was the Tourism Heroes campaign initiated?
I think instead of highlighting the negative, it is to highlight the positive. It is to highlight that vast majority that I've just spoken about. The people, you know, who care so much. Namibians go out of their way to help tourists. It's such a beautiful story, and we get this feedback constantly from from you know, people from outside visiting our beautiful country. But how friendly Namibians are, how Namibians would go out of their way to help, not expecting something in return. And so many of those stories go untold. So let's give those stories some air, and in the process really build on the Namibian pride that we as Gondwana are so lucky to be part of, and to really galvanize us as a nation.
I really appreciate Gondwana putting a positive spin on it, because we know bad news travels faster, he said, but good news can travel faster. So we can appreciate that. Chase, what impact do you hope that the Tourism Heroes campaign can bring amongst us as Namibians?
Smiles. Smiles and positivity and stories. Let's share those stories. You know, at Gondwana, we say have a story to tell. I mean, we know there are many, many stories out there. There are many deserving people, individuals, like Peter Buru today, who got the award from Tourism Against Crime. Let's give those selfless individuals who go out of their way, give their time and their resources, let's give them the rewards that they deserve. And yes, like I said, let's have fun in the process and let's spread a few smiles.
Chase, thank you so much for speaking to us today about Tourism Heroes campaign. What a great initiative for our nation.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.